Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle, and I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft. I work with software companies in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. I'm here today with Alok of Sarongsoft, and we're here today to talk about how he lit up his application using Windows 7 features. So, Alok, tell me, what is it? Tell me a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
We are a software service and products company. We have released a few products over the last 6 months. Three of them are Windows 7 compliant. And currently we are working on updating all three applications to version 1.1. One of them is a data backup application named File Expertise. It does a bunch of extra things, but the main core of the application is data backup and restore. And we just added Windows Lighter functionality to this application to make it easy for the users to use it to immediately kind of access the various functionalities of the application, as well as without actually opening the application and seeing where it is, they can get an idea about the state of the application and what are the available options. Okay. So here is the application File Expertise. As you see, it has three main options: Expert Backup, Expert Eraser, and Expert Replicator. So at this point, if I kind of like, you know, minimize it and go to the taskbar, you see the jump list. These are the standard three options that Windows provides. We have added two categories, the recent and the tasks. Within the tasks, we have the three main options, as you saw, backup, eraser, and replicator. And we have the three different backups that we have created recently. So I can choose backup, and it immediately jumps directly into the backup option. So there I can define a new full backup itself. So I go in here, I'm defining a new backup, so I proceed through this. And if you look at it, as soon as I came into this option, it just shows the icon changes, and you notice this red dot, which indicates that I'm in a particular state where if I try to change from here, I'm actually going to kind of like, you know, hit this particular problem that I'm already inside a feature and I should not be getting out of there. So if I want to get out, if I say cancel, I'm coming out of this backup session back to here, and you see my app. The icon has changed. It does not have that red dot anymore. So every time I go into a particular functionality or module, the application immediately goes into that state of kind of like being busy. Now, again, I'm coming out of here, and see, if I want to go to this one of these recent backups, so my data daily backup, I choose that, and now as I move through that, see, automatically data daily backup has been selected. Wherever it is supposed to be backed up, it is already in there, and it is just picking up the details. And if I go look at it, I'll find that all my settings that I had specified is all already selected. So I can just move on to do the rest of the backup operation, and I don't have to start from the very beginning. So it picks up all my specifications and lets me jump into the backup without re-specifying all those details. So this is how, in our case, LightUp is making it easier for users to kind of use this application rather than kind of like, you know, doing things from the scratch.
So Alok, tell me a little bit about the lessons that you learned that your dev team learned while you put this together.
When we first heard about it, we thought like, you know, wow, this is going to be a probably complicated thing. But once we saw the sample codes and how this is supposed to work, we figured out the documentation, the sample code made it really easy. It's very simple, actually, for a managed application written in C#. But this particular application, File Expertise, is a completely native application written in C++. And we started digging, and it was not at all difficult. Actually, like within less than a week, this whole thing had been put together. The biggest challenge for us was not the how to do LightUp in Windows 7. The biggest issue was, like, what exactly are we going to put in the jump list? And how are we going to structure it? That was the most important, because the issue was about the value we are adding to the application by utilizing the light up functionality in Windows. So it was not much of a code change. It was like a very surgical changes in some specific source code within the application, which enabled this functionality. So to me, it's like we are really energized about this thing, like this functionality being added. Within this 1 week time that we implemented this functionality, along with a bunch of things that we were doing, we couldn't do too much. Our goal is to do a lot more in terms of, like, for example, we want to add status progress on the taskbar. We want to show that. And also we want to add things like trigger-based services, which I think will be very suitable for our kind of application. That will give a lot more help to the users, internet users of this particular application. So this, with 1.1, we are just starting out with Light Up, with just the first version of Jump List. We are going to do a lot more with it in version 1.2. And along with that, we are actually going to add Azure support for cloud backup for our application. So 1.2 in about 3 months' time, so roughly about August, September time frame, we expect to launch with more lighter functionality and Azure support. And this 1.1 version will be out in the first half of 2010.
Cool. Thanks. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for all the help and the encouragement to do this.
You're welcome. We'll see you next time.
See you.